From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Tourism villages are vanguards for accelerating the economic recovery of rural communities if promoted well. It was said by Indonesian Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, Abdul Halim Iskandar, during a visit to the Mangunan Skyline Tourism Village, Bantul District, Yogyakarta on Friday. The ministry is committed to supporting the revival of tourism villages affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin officially opened the 16th National Para Games or Peparnas at the Mandala Stadium in Jayapura City on Friday evening and described all participating athletes as the nation's inspiration and energy. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin remarked, "All athletes are all a torch that flames the spirit of achieving and never surrendering." He also asked the athletes competing at the Papua Para Games to show and maintain a sporting spirit. The grand opening ceremony of the multi-sport event was joined by more than 1,000 athletes and 740 officials from across Indonesia and was also broadcast on the Peparnas YouTube channel. The Indonesian government has continued to obtain COVID-19 vaccines to ensure the availability of stocks for meeting its target of vaccinating 70% of the population in a bid to reach herd immunity by the end of 2021. The Communication and Informatics Ministry Public Information and Communication Director, General Usman Kansong, informed on Friday the latest 14 batch of more than 69,000 Pfizer vaccines has arrived and is ready to be distributed to the regions that need it. Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir on his official Twitter account at Erick Thohir in Jakarta Friday said climate change and global warming issues could affect economic growth and hence could no longer be ignored. Minister Thohir emphasized the climate change issue was far graver than the current COVID-19 pandemic. The minister said among the many global challenges in the world, climate change is one of the toughest because it threatens human civilization. Climate change can even affect global economic growth, prosperity, and financial stability. Indonesia's endemic corals such as Acropora suharsonoi need to be protected from bleaching caused by global warming. It was said by a researcher from the Oceanographic Research Center of the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, Suharsono, on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He further said the distribution of the species is narrow, hence it must be protected properly. Now we move to the international news. The British host of the COP26 UN Climate Summit said 45 nations will pledge on Saturday to step up protection of nature and overhaul farming to cut greenhouse gas emissions. An official statement issued in Glasgow said it was vital to curb global warming stoked by farming, deforestation, and other land use changes that account for about a quarter of humanity's planet heating emissions. On Saturday, the COP26 talks will focus on ways to enlist nature to keep alive a goal of limiting the rise in global temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 Fahrenheit above pre-industrial times. We end the news with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration that on Friday set a goal for driving down the cost of removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere as part of a U.S. plan to decarbonize the economy by 2050. The Department of Energy's carbon negative Earthshot seeks to slash the cost of carbon removal to $100 a ton by the end of the decade, either through direct air capture or helping forests and other natural systems capture and store the gas. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This news comes from Depok, West Java. University of Indonesia UI becomes number one university in Indonesia based on an assessment carried out by the QS Asia University Rankings 2022. Rector of UI, Professor Ari Kunchoro, in his statement on Wednesday, November 3rd, responded positively to the results released by the QS Asia University Rankings 2022. In this release, issued by the World's Higher Education Ranking Agency, UI is in the top position in Indonesia, 11th in Southeast Asia, and 56th in Asia with an overall score of 58.1. The next news comes from Ternate, North Maluku. The Faculty of Fisheries and Marine Sciences at Hoirun University, Ternate, North Maluku, collaborated with the Mangrove Care Group to plant the second stage of 6,900 mangrove seedlings in an area of 6.5 hectares on Obi Island, North Maluku. Dean of the Faculty, Dr. Janib Ahmad Internate, on Wednesday, November 3rd, explained that the majority of mangrove planting and monitoring were carried out by student groups until this community-based maintenance had resulted. The planting of mangrove seedlings, which took place from October 25th to 28, 2021, is not the first time it has been held in Soligi Village. Previously, in April 2021, the Mangrove Care Group and the Faculty of Fisheries and Marine Sciences, Hoiran University, had planted 4,400 mangrove seedlings. The last news comes from Belitung, Bangka Belitung. The Regional Disaster Management Agency of Belitung Regency, Bangka Belitung Islands Province, has activated an early warning system tool for an early detection of flood disasters in the area. Head of the agency, Henry Susanto, in Tanjung Pandan, Wednesday, November 3rd, said that the existence of the early warning system tool is very helpful for the community, especially those in flood-prone areas, namely Kampung Damai and Parit villages. According to Henry, the system serves to provide information to people living in flood-prone areas about the water level through loudspeakers installed on the device. The information provided, he added, includes the height of the water level when it rains, starting from alertness to evacuation notification when the water level will reach its peak. And that's news from across Indonesia. November 6, 1908, Cut Nyak Dien passed away. Cut Nyak Dien is a national heroine from Aceh that fought against the Dutch in Aceh War. She began to join the war against the Dutch in 1880. The death of her husband, Tengku Cek Ibrahim Lamnga, made her enraged and vowed to destroy the Dutch. She is a feared figure by the Dutch because of her ability to inflame the spirit of resistance of the Aceh people. She fought alone in Malabo with her small team, and she passed away on November 6, 1908 in exile in Sumedang, West Java, and was buried in Puyuh Mountain, Sumedang. In May 2, 1962, the first president of Indonesia, Sukarno, officially appointed her as a national heroine through Presidential Decree No. 106-1964. November 6, 1947, the longest TV program of U.S. in history started its broadcast debut. The one of United States TV stations has recorded to have issued a program in particular, until now it can still be enjoyed. The program in NBC TV station is called Meet the Press. Previously, the show was aired in radio in 1945 called American Mercury Present. Meet the Press that was hosted by Martha Rountree and Lawrence Spivak. The aim is to provide promotions and opinions about magazines and several issues that are developing at home and abroad. On November 6, 1947, the show premiered on NBC television and made its debut broadcast. The last is on November 6, 1947, is Tajikistan Constitution Day. Tajikistan Constitution Day is a national holiday in the country. The holiday means to commemorate the anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution of Tajikistan on November 6, 1994. The territory of Tajikistan at the end of the 19th century became part of the Russian Empire so that it became a state under the rule of the Soviet Union. After the Soviet Union split, Tajikistan declared its independence. Then the government immediately drafted a new constitution, which was adopted on November 6, 1994. The event of the adoption of the new constitution was declared as the national holiday of Tajikistan. And it's today in history. Thank you.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Aku lah pelangi, aku akan mewarnai, warnai.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia, Nepal and Madagascar hold renewable energy training. To encourage cooperation in the development of new and renewable energy with friendly countries, the Government of Indonesia through the Ministry of State Secretariat and the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources once again held a capacity building activity with Madagascar and Nepal entitled Training on Rural Electrification through Micro Hydro, Solar PV, and Waste to Energy. This is one of the realizations of the South-South Triangle Cooperation in the field of renewable energy. The training was held virtually from 2nd to 4th of November 2021 and attended by 33 participants with experience and background in the energy sector, with a composition of 10 participants from Indonesia, 12 participants from Madagascar, and 11 participants from Nepal. Efforts to develop and utilize renewable energy require the implementation of appropriate regulations and action plans supported by capacity building of human resources. This was stated by Head of the Center of Human Resources Development for Electricity, New Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Laude Sulaiman, when opening the training on Tuesday, November 2nd. South-South Triangle Cooperation in the field of renewable energy is a partnership forum between developing countries to carry out sustainably from 2021 to 2023. This November activity is the second that has taken place and is the flagship of the South-South Cooperation Program in Indonesia. This partnership is implemented with funding support from the Indonesian-German Project on the Strengthening Capacities for Policy Planning for the Implementation of the 2030 Agenda in Indonesia and in the Global South. Coordinator of the Rural Electrification Cabinet of Madagascar, Jasper Herrick, said that this partnership contains the spirit of leave no one behind. He added that this time participants came from several private sectors such as companies and academia, as well as an increase in the number of female participants, reaching 39%. They learned about planning and development of renewable energy related to solar power plants, small-scale hydroelectric power plants, and waste-to-energy management in Indonesia. They also discussed the application of renewable energy and the challenges experienced in their respective countries. And that's My Indonesia.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu. Kau cinta dia, di mana letak
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Bogor, which is located not far from the Jakarta city, has many legendary culinary. One of them that can be enjoyed as a breakfast dish is doclang. The doclang is many and easy to found in Manterana Street, Lebak, Bogor. Usually, doclang ready to be served with tofu slices and ketupat. Jakarta has ketoprak, Bandung has kupat tahu, while in Bogor has doclang. These three of foods are culinary dishes that are almost the same because they all use a splash of pebinat sauce. But although they are almost the same, they have differences between of them. Doclang has its own distinctive feature, which is ketupat that used is not wrapped in young coconut leaves like in general, but wrapped and cooked with patat leaves. Patat leaves has long been used by Bogor people as a wrapping material for their ketupat. Patat leaves used as a wrapping ketupat because it is believed to contain a lot of fiber and protein, as well as the texture of the leaves are smooth and elastic to be used as a wrapping material. In general, doclang contains slices of ketupat, tofu, potato, and additional eggs, and then sprinkled with peanut sauce which has a slightly spicy taste. Then add with kerupuk and sambal for those who want more spicy. One serving of doclang complete with additional eggs sold at price 8,000 rupiah. If you in Bogor, try doclang as your breakfast. Besides containing high carbohydrates, doclang has a distinctive taste. Doclang will be more delicious if served with hot tea. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Sisa jejakmu akan cari, ku teringat padamu nada so-so.
Memohon pada bintang bendera, selalu kulakukan setiap malam. Seberkas cahaya di cakrawala, mencarimu dengan sepenuh hati.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Santri Islamic boarding school students in various regions have adapted to the times and have participated in developing potential in various fields, one of which is the automotive industry. Santri from the Raudlatul Ulum Islamic boarding school in Sumber Wringin Village, Sukowono District, in collaboration with Santri from the Jambuan Sahlul Manal Islamic boarding school in Antirogo Village, Sumber Sari District, Jember, produced a jeep. However, unlike the jeep, which is usually synonymous with a dashing appearance and large size, this jeep made by Santri is smaller in size and is often called a mini jeep. The jeep has a size ratio of 150 with the four original reference models that have been used as references, namely the hardtop, Rubicon, Willys, and Land Cruiser Jeeps. In more detail, the mini jeep has a height of approximately 140 cm, a length of 230 cm, and a width of 104 cm. The process of making this mini jeep takes about 3 months and involves as many as 7 students. The process is carried out when there's no learning or reciting activities at the pondok on weekends. Of the 4 jeeps that have been produced, all of these cars are in great demand by ulama and kiai in the Jember area, because the mini jeeps produced by santri are very useful to use when the cleric leaders want to do dakwah to remote areas where large cars could not pass. Although it is quite in demand, this mini jeep will continue to be refined, especially in terms of driving comfort and safety factors. In the future, the team of the mini jeep production would like to immediately apply for a copyright as a product that has been produced by the santri. Listener, that's miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi masho. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Semua mimpi.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today we are going to present to you a keroncong song entitled Sabda Alam, sung by Wiwik Sumbogo. The song Sabda Alam describes the strength and weakness of men and women. For example, women are created with a gentle nature and men are destined to be more powerful. But sometimes men bend their knees because of women's eyes. The song was created by Ismail Marzuki in 1956. It became Ismail Marzuki's most famous song and was widely rearranged. All right, listeners, this is Wiwik Sumbogo with the song Sabda Alam. Enjoy the song.
Diciptakan alam pria dan wanita.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Tak pernah ku lupa semua tentang yang berikan tulusnya hati hanya untukku. Yeah, dia taburkan mutiara di senyummu yang sejukkan hati. Hingga tak kuasa untuk berpaling darimu. Di dalam cinta yang telah
virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchant la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yang harus pergi, ungkap semua rahasia diriku. Teringat jelas di benakku, indah kisah yang telah lalu.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.